Dance Like No One Is Watching by Wolf Shark. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. While Rodney was in the shower, John slipped into his room. It was late, and normally John would just let Rodney get some sleep. It wasn't like he wanted it often, after all. But tonight, after spending hours meeting with Caldwell, he needed it. Stripping off his clothes, he stacked them neatly on top of his boots and placed the whole pile against the wall. Just as the shower cut off, he slipped to his knees in the middle of the floor, lowering his eyes to the carpet and crossing his hands behind his back. He could hear the bathroom door open and the sudden breath that Rodney released when he saw John kneeling there. He didn't say anything. He couldn't say anything. Whether or not Rodney would accept this was up to him. Just because Rodney had never said no before didn't mean he couldn't say it now. If he did, though, John just might die of a combination of frustration and embarrassment. Rodney was quiet for long enough that John started to get nervous. Just as he was steeling himself to look up at him, Rodney let out a soft sigh, and then there were footsteps crossing the room. He kept his eyes locked on the carpet as Rodney circled him, only lifting them when Rodney crouched in front of him. He was naked, skin red from the heat of the shower, and John's attention was drawn to his cock, half hard, and lying against his thigh. His mouth watered at the thought of getting on that cock, of feeling it fill his mouth and throat, and he couldn't hold back the small whimper of need. "John, are you tracking?" Rodney asked. Forcing his eyes up, he met Rodney's gaze straight on. Yeah, I'm tracking. What do you need?" John's throat closed up at the thought of answering. He needed Rodney to take control and tell him what he could have. Shaking his head, he dropped his gaze again, staring at the floor between Rodney's feet. Rodney made a soft noise, and then there was a hand in his hair, wrenching his head back. He gasped as pain flooded through his scalp and his eyes fluttered closed. "Please," he said, trying for a whole sentence, but he didn't know what came after that. Just, "Please, please." Rodney released the abusing grip he had in his hair and then ran a soothing hand through it. "Shh, John, I'll take care of you." Standing back up, he stood there for a moment, then reached down and pulled John up on his knees. "Suck me. Get me hard." Leaving his hands crossed behind his back, John leaned in to nuzzle at Rodney's cock. He loved Rodney's dick, positively adored it. It was heavy and thick and long enough that John definitely knew that he'd been fucked when Rodney chose to take him. For a second he hoped that Rodney would want that tonight, and then he let it go. He'd been told to suck, and so he would. Opening his mouth, he took in as much of Rodney's cock as would fit. Sucking softly, he groaned as he could feel Rodney's cock twitch and start to grow. Moving up and down, he sucked carefully, taking as much as was comfortable. As Rodney's cock grew in his mouth, he could take less and less, but he tried. When Rodney's hand settled on his head, he tried to brace himself, knowing what was coming. "Relax your throat," was the only warning he got, and then Rodney started to steadily fuck his mouth, moving deeper on every stroke. He fought to stay relaxed, not to panic, as he was forced to take more of Rodney's cock. It was nudging up against the entrance of his throat, making him choke and gag slightly. But he swallowed hard, surprising a startled shout out of Rodney as he unexpectedly slipped deeper. Instead of pulling back, Rodney moved even deeper, cutting off John's air. He started to panic, but Rodney's hands were firm on his head, holding him steady. Rodney stayed there for what felt like for fucking ever, but couldn't have been more than 30 seconds before he started to pull back. As soon as his cock was pulled out enough for John to take a deep breath, he did it, feeling lightheaded. "I'm going to do that again," Rodney said, warning him. and then he started to push back in. John knew that he could fight free in a moment if he tried. He didn't want to try. He wanted that feeling of being out of control, and so he worked hard to stay relaxed so that Rodney's cock could slip down his throat. "Good boy," Rodney purred, hands petting his head as he fought to stay calm. Rodney stayed there, even longer this time, and when he pulled back, John couldn't help panting around the dick still in his mouth. "Such a good boy," Rodney said, pulling out all the way. He chased after Rodney's cock with his mouth, only to be pulled to a halt by his hair. "God, you should see yourself. You look like such a good cocksucker, mouth all swollen and bruised. No more for now, or I'll come, and this will all be over. You don't want that, do you?" John shook his head. No, he didn't want this to end so easily. Rodney petted his head for a moment and then released him, making John feel unbalanced and clumsy. "Go on, then. Get on the bed." John didn't bother to stand. Instead, he lowered himself down and crawled the few feet to the bed and then climbed up on it. Lacking direction, he got on his hands and knees on the bed, head hanging low. His cock was throbbing in time with his pulse, but he ignored it in favor of listening to what Rodney was doing. He could hear Rodney moving around the room and a drawer opening. He recognized the sound as the drawer where Rodney kept their few toys, mostly made by Rodney, and he shivered. When Rodney was standing by the side of the bed, John was tempted to turn his head, see what Rodney had brought over with him, but he focused on staring at the bed. Then blackness covered his eyes, and the option of looking was taken away as Rodney blindfolded him. He clenched his hands into fists as he tried to ignore his instinctual need to rip the blindfold off his face. Rodney knew how hard it was for him to go without being able to see. That's why he did this so often, John was convinced. It made John feel helpless in ways that being tied didn't do. Hands fumbled underneath him. He could feel Rodney tying a leather lace around his balls and cock, and he groaned. The makeshift cock ring was tight and uncomfortable, but it would keep him from coming, and John had the feeling that he'd need it. The bed dipped as Rodney climbed up on it, and then strong thumbs were pulling him open, exposing his hole to Rodney's gaze. John shivered again and then forced himself still. He could feel the flush spread over his face and chest. Then Rodney's strong tongue dipped into him, and he whimpered. He lowered his head to the bed and spread his legs even wider, letting the wonderful, terrible feeling of being rimmed rip through him. Rodney's mouth took him apart, broke him to pieces, leaving him sobbing and fighting to stay in position. He was completely out of control, practically out of his head, but that's what he wanted. When Rodney stopped, it took John a moment to realize it. Before he could make his mouth work, what he was going to say, he didn't know. Something hard and thick was pressed against his hole. He knew this, knew the feel of Rodney's plug, and he forced himself to nod. Slowly Rodney pressed it into him. The gradual swell of the thing had John panting into the bed as it stretched him open, and then it was all in him, the narrow neck making it hard for it to slip back out. Rodney rocked it a little in place, turning and twisting it. Then he turned it on. John couldn't stop the yelp that escaped as the plug started to vibrate, right against his prostate. It was only on low, but even that was intense. "Oh, fuck," he moaned. Rodney chuckled. "Not yet, but soon." John could feel Rodney shifting, moving up, and then his hands were resting on John's ass, stroking and petting and pinching just a little, just enough. When they lifted, John tried to brace himself, but the first slap still knocked him forward. Rodney wasn't as strong as Ronan or even Taylor, but he had some pretty serious muscle, and he wasn't pulling his blows. The pain made him hiss, but before he could even begin to recover from that, a second slap landed on the other cheek. Then they were coming, slow and steady, taking John down far and fast. He whimpered as the pain sunk in, burning through the last of his control. Words were spilling from his throat, words that he had no hope of stopping. "Oh, please, Rodney, hurts so good. Please don't stop. Please, please, please." Tears wet the corners of the blindfold, and he buried his face in his arms to hide it. "I'm not going to stop," Rodney said softly. Then his hand started to fall over and over again on the same spot where his ass met his thigh. John's entire ass felt red and swollen, and the place where Rodney was hitting was throbbing in a mass of pain. John couldn't stop the shaking, the broken sounds escaping his throat. When Rodney shifted his hand, instead smacking his inner thighs, it came out as a sob, then another, that John couldn't hold back, no matter how hard he tried. "That's it, John. Give it up for me. You're so beautiful when you break. Break for me." John let it all out, all his frustration with being shoved into a position he knew he wasn't ready for, his anger with Caldwell for pointing that out over and over again, his worry for his people. It all came pouring out, while Rodney continued, implacable. As he finally started to calm, Rodney slowed and stopped, shifting so that he was on one side of John and pulling him into a rough embrace. "Shh, it's okay. I've got you." Turning so that he could bury his face in Rodney's neck, John let his words wash through him, bringing with it a sense of calm that only descended when he reached a certain level of endorphin high. Rodney held him until his breathing had steadied some, then finally pulled back with a wet-sounding chuckle. "Better?" "Yeah." Rodney took off the blindfold, and John leaned forward, nuzzling into Rodney's neck again, licking away the light taste of sweat. It was Rodney's turn to shudder, and his grip on John's shoulders lessened. John took advantage to push him back on the bed until he was lying on his back with John perched over him. "What are you doing?" Rodney stuttered, his hips moving erratically as John's cock brushed against his. "Saying thank you." Eyes darting to the side, he saw the lube lying on the bed. Picking it up, he poured some in his hand and slicked up Rodney's cock. Once it was shining with lube, John reached his slick hand behind himself and tugged out the still-vibrating plug. Sliding it out made him groan, and he tossed the thing on the floor before crawling up Rodney's body again, holding his cock steady and sitting back slowly. Rodney groaned and his hips bucked, forcing his cock even deeper into John's body. At this angle, he couldn't help but hit John's prostate, and John clenched his hands on Rodney's shoulders. "God, John," Rodney said. His hands crept up, locking on John's hips and pulling him down until John's ass was cradled by Rodney's hips. He hissed, pain flaring high and bright in his ass. The pain just made the pleasure of having Rodney's cock deep in his body even better. John moved forward, kissing Rodney for the first time, and as he slowly explored Rodney's mouth with his tongue and lips, he started to ride, moving up and down Rodney's dick, twisting his hips till he was practically corkscrewing around Rodney's cock. It was slow and it was deep and it was perfect, making both of them groan. Rodney's hands tightened even further, and John knew that there'd be bruising from his fingers. He would treasure them as long as they lasted, pressing on them while sitting at the table with Caldwell, and the thought made him even hotter, more desperate to come. Sitting back up, he started to speed up. "Oh, yeah," Rodney mumbled, clearly pleasure drunk, as John moved. "God, you're so good at this. I want to keep you here to ride my cock, to suck me off whenever I want." John whimpered. Right now he wanted nothing more. With trembling fingers, he reached down past his bound cock and balls to feel where he was stretched wide around Rodney's cock. When he looked at Rodney, he saw that his eyes were locked on where his fingers were. "So hot." Moving his hand, he concentrated on tightening up around Rodney's cock. "Please, Rodney, please let me come," he begged, truly desperate now. Rodney nodded, releasing his hips so that he could untie the leather lace holding back John's orgasm. As soon as it was loose, John took his cock in hand and started jacking it, fast and furious, matching the rhythm of his hips to that of his hand. It didn't take John long before his orgasm gathered at the base of his spine and slammed through him, leaving him weak and sated. He sat there for a long moment. Rodney finally broke, his hips bucking up into John. "Oh, fuck, John, please." From somewhere, John got the energy to pull off, immediately crouching on all fours so that Rodney could roll to his knees and slide back inside. Then all he had to do was hang on for the ride as Rodney pounded into him. Rodney's voice was a low growl as he fucked into John. "So hot, so tight, gonna fuck you all the time. Gonna keep you here and fuck you around the clock." John buried his face in his arms and let Rodney take him. He couldn't come again, but the constant pressure against his prostate felt so good, especially in contrast to the flare of pain from his abused ass. Rodney froze, and John felt the increase of warmth that told him that Rodney had come, and he groaned at the sensation. Rodney practically fell backwards, sliding out of John, lying sprawled on the bed. It took John a little longer to get himself to move. Turning around on the bed, he laid down, half on top of Rodney, who said, "Oomph," but didn't object. They lay like that for a long time, as their breathing evened out, and John found his eyes closing no matter how hard he tried to keep them open. "Are you feeling better?" Rodney's voice was quiet. John kissed Rodney's neck and nodded. "Yeah." "Good." Rodney kissed the top of his head and sighed contentedly. John relaxed and let sleep take him.